Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone who has tuned in from around the world and also our studio audience to another segment of Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and we just have an exciting topic today. We're going to be talking about become what you believe. Become what do you believe? What do you really believe about yourself? What do you believe in your heart about yourself? You know, on previous programs, we have talked about, you know, being in unity with yourself. If you go off into a quiet place by yourself and really take an inventory of yourself, you'll discover who you really are. What's your passion? What's your purpose? You know, we talk about 2016 as we were talking about even in 2015. 2016 is a time to get serious, to really, really hone in on who you really are. What's your purpose? What's your goals? What are you called to do? Think about that. What are you called to do? You know, it's time out for try to live other people's dreams, something that other people do or something that maybe your parents aspire for you to do or your friends or just because everybody else is doing it. Because deep down inside, it doesn't provide you with happiness. What it does, it only frustrates you. It only stresses you out. Have you experienced that lately or, you know, maybe in the course of last year or, you know, even during any time in your life that you really don't like what you're doing, that you're really stressed out about it, that, you know, it's just a job, it's, you know, just something to make money. Have you ever thought about that? You know, not until you are doing what your purpose, what your passion is, will things change. You see, 2016, we're going to just say it like this. Playtime is over. Come on, let's be real. Become what you believe. So in order to do that, just like I said at the top, of the broadcast, get in a quiet place by yourself and really, really take an inventory of what's on the inside of you. Discover the gifts, the opportunities, and relationships that you already possess. Discover those things, things that you're already doing, things that really, you know, light you up, things that cause your heart to really get pumping. You know, what is that thing that causes your heart to really pump, would really infuriate you? You know, maybe it's something that you see that you could do to really be a solution to a situation, a solution to somebody else's problem. What is that one thing that really lights you up? It gets you going. You could start, you think about it, and you could just start writing down solutions to those problems, to those situations. Think about that. You become what you believe. You know, time out. Time out for just getting by or just making do. It's time to really live your life to the fullest. Dream big. Live your life. Dream that impossible dream. Because it's not impossible if you believe that you could do it. You know, dream big. Don't dream a small dream, but dream big. Give yourself something to really grasp on to give yourself something that will really motivate you to go forth. You know, don't dream yourself in the box, but dream outside of the box. Dream that big dream. And not only dream it, but do it. Because when you dream big, when you really get in touch with who you are, when you recognize the voice inside of you, what your heart is speaking to you, you will go forward. You can just write it down. You know, it'll begin to flow from your heart. Whatever that is that lights you up, it will begin to flow from your heart because it'll give you what you need to do in each and every, you know, situation that comes forth. Just start writing it down. It's not saying that, you know, that's all it will be, but you revisit that. You know, we have talked about in the past about writing your vision down, making it plain. And from that, you know, whatever your heart is speaking to you, when, you know, you're dreaming big and you really take your time out to get in touch with, who am I? What am I called to do? You'll really start flowing. So maybe it's not a pen and paper that you should have. Maybe you should record it. You know, because sometimes what's coming out of our heart is really fast, and we don't want to miss anything. So record it. If you can't write it, record it. And then go back and sit down again in that quiet place so you can begin to write it down and become what you believe. That is just so important. So important. Become that person with that purpose. And do those things that you have always desired to do. You know, sometimes what people have to do is study the habits and methods of people who are already in the field. As you write down those passions, study those habits and those methods and apply what you learn. You know, apply what you learn. The internet is full of teaching. It's full of things that will inspire you to go forth and live your life according to your purpose and become what you believe. You know, and do those things. You know, there may be a little variety there, but do those things. And as you do it, it will open up other avenues. You will begin to think clearly. And it will open up other avenues where you could say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to write this down as a possible solution. And it's just like a puzzle. It's putting all the pieces together. It's very fascinating, you know, as we sit down and take inventory of ourselves, the things that, you know, we could do. It's very fascinating. We have so much on the inside of us, from our purpose, from, you know, life lessons, from, you know, things that we have heard, things that we have seen, things that we have done, things that we have been taught. And when we start connecting the dots, we can say, oh, wow, you know, I've been doing that all along. I've been doing that, and I really see how I can make a difference in someone's life. What this does, it empowers us even further and we really become what we believe. You know, a lot of times why people don't become what they believe is, it's like I said from the, you know, from the beginning, because we're trying to live other people's dreams or what they expect of us, or we have some type of fear that we can't do such and such a thing, or we limit ourselves from expanding our mind. There is no limitation in your passion. I want to tell you that. There's no limitation in your passion when you become what you believe. In fact, it'll open up your mind even the more, especially when you apply those things that you believe in your heart. It'll open up your passion even to branch out into areas that you didn't even think about in the beginning. In the beginning of you sitting down and writing out those goals, discovering those gifts. And you'll find out that as you do this, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity will begin to present itself to you. Lots of opportunities. And I'm speaking from experience, you know? This is for all of us. Opportunities. And you may say, well, wow, I've never done this. But it's already inside of you. All you have to do is go forth. Don't be afraid, but go forth into those opportunities. And you learn as you go. You write it down, and you'll learn as you go. You jot down those goals, how you're going to approach a certain situation. And as you write it down, the solution will come to whatever situation that is. You will begin to solve those problems. I remember when I was, I'm going to say it like this because this is just what happened. I was thrown, literally thrown, into a situation to lead a whole department that I didn't even know what to do. I had to sit down because the teacher said, one day, the teacher told me, it happened to me several times, today you're leading. You know, today you're leading. And I had to really go back and get in that quiet place and begin to listen to what my heart was saying about a certain situation. How am I going to lead all people in this particular area? But you know what? I did for 7 years, and I never missed a beat because those gifts, talents, and abilities were already inside of me, and the opportunity presented itself, and I walked right through it. Instead of just shutting down because you've never done it before or, you know, fear grips your heart, just go for it. Believe that you could do it. And most importantly, become what you believe. Turn every conversation into a teaching moment. Teach your passion only, because passion is power. Passion is a magnet. Passion is a magnet. and people will listen. And it will draw problems to you. But always remember this, that you are the solution to every problem or every opportunity that presents itself to you. So we've come to the end of our broadcast, and I hope that what you heard today will stir you up, will enlighten you to become what you believe. What you believe. Not what somebody else believes about you, but what you believe. Don't be afraid of confronting yourself. Believe who you are by discovering what's already on the inside of you. Listen to your heart because it has a voice. Until next week, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and we just thank each and every one of you from taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. Remember, mount up like an eagle. Go to your high place. Your season is about to change. Have a prosperous week.